And we are back. We're really sorry about that. We're not used to a 30-minute limit, but that gave us a
Desktop
good
is upsetting.
it gave us a good chance to tell you guys about us. So yeah.
Yeah. Shit, where was it? So
you were talking about panic attacks and the word snowballing.
yeah, so snowballing. It's a perfect definition for how my panic attacks are, because I'll focus in on like one action or one sound, and that one thing will just grow more focused, and it'll grow louder and louder and louder as everything else kind of deafens out. So it gets to the point where all I can hear is just that one sound. And I remember one time, I was asleep. I was having a panic attack in my sleep, and the image, for some reason, that was associated it with it was like that old Cartoon Network show, like the Fish High School.
Fishhooks,
Yeah,
fishhooks.
Fish Hooks. It
That's
was
actually Disney. Fuck you.
a scene from Fish Hooks. I don't know the scene. I don't know what episode it's from, but holy shit. I don't know what it was, but it was that. And then for some reason, like in the background, there was just a ball like rolling up and down a hill, slowly getting faster and larger.
Here's my question. If we rewatch Fish Hooks, if you saw that scene, would you start to have a panic attack again?
No, I would not, but I would know the scene exactly because I can see that exact scene like in my head every moment if I want to.
Say the funny line again, Jacob.
Jacob, say the funny. Say the funny,
Say the
Jacob.
funny when we were talking about like Matthew with the ducks.
A Western, Bob.
I didn't get
I'm
that
having a
one.
stroke.
I know what we're gonna do.
Shut up.
That was the funny word.
Was a couple words.
Cool.
Thanks for sharing.
Jacob, did you have any experiences like that when you were younger, you stupid bitch?
Oh man, when I was really young, I would. When I like before going to bed, I would have these like moments where I would absolutely like terrify myself of going to hell. And every night, or well, not every night, but like every night I'd think about it, I would be up for honestly like a solid hour just freaking out. Like, what if I go to hell? How do I not go to hell? It doesn't affect me now. I think I was kind of stupid. I was a stupid, dumb baby back then.
Stupid little dumb baby bitch boy.
And but you know, I was a child. That's kind of how it happens when you think of concepts like that, especially when it kind of feels unavoidable.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's something that kind of stuck with me for a while until I kind of and just grew out of it, I guess.
I mean, shit, you know the saying, there's only two things inevitable in life: death and taxes.
I don't care who the IRS sends, I'm not going to pay my taxes.
Shut up.
In all actuality, though, I did the same exact thing, but instead of with hell, it was with the fucking paralysis demons. I don't know why, but I'm just scared of paralysis demons. And one time, I always listened to the radio as a kid because I always scared myself. So I had to listen to the radio to do that.
I get you.
And they had a Progressive ad one time because this was before Spotify or anything. Well, that was accessible to me.
Of
So
course.
I had like a regular ass FM radio. And they played this Progressive commercial that had like aliens and stuff and like a super spooky sound. And for like the next hour at the foot of my bed, I don't know why, but I just saw like a fucking alien head looking up at me. And I just saw that, and I could not go to, and I felt like they were surrounding the house and they were starting to surround me.
Kind of just like a schizophrenic episode almost.
Yeah, basically. Except I couldn't really see them.
Yeah, it was more just a feeling.
Yeah, like you see the shadows in your room,
I understand
that pile of
completely.
clothes on your chair, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
So. I had a moment kind of like that. It wasn't exactly like that, but like the concept of like having something fictional or like some sort of media start to absolutely terrify you. I remember I had Danny Darko shared with me at one point.
Is that the one where the dude like draw like that weird ass rabbit?
Yes, it
Yeah,
was the
okay.
weird ass rabbit.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody shared that with me, and I kind of went down the rabbit hole, no pun intended. And I definitely shouldn't have, but you know how unavoidable that is when you start looking into something you kind of don't want to, but it's too intriguing not to look. And then I kind of started to get into like rabbit holes, like of stuff that were related to said story, but supposedly happened in real life. And for the longest time, I could not like get that image out of my head of that stupid rabbit. And it would be dark.
It's a scary fucking
thing. It's a terrifying rabbit. And I could not get him out of my head for ages. And sometimes I still think about him in my bed when it's dark. And I'm like, holy shit.
I don't know the Danny Darko, actually.
We'll show you to it. But I've actually had a nightmare with that rabbit. And it was a smaller version. And, okay, it was weird. But it was like this quote-unquote stuffed animal graveyard. So they had like a bunch of stuffed animals out on a field. And I, like, my mom was calling me or something, and I was running, and I ran past it, and for some reason it had like its arm out, and it grabbed my ankle. Yikes. And I was like, oh fuck, you bitch.
Like, wait, is it Danny or Donnie?
I think it's
Danny. Donnie?
It's Donnie. Yeah, that's it.
It's Donnie?
I think it's a... It, who cares? Who gives a flying fuck?
D something N and Y Darko. Disney Darko.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not like super bad, but like still.
Yeah, I get you.
In the context of a couple years ago in your room all alone in the dark.
It gives me FNAF vibes now. I'm being completely honest.
True.
All right, well, that's one more thing added to the list of shit we need to do.
Oh, God.
Watch Donnie Darko.
Indeed.
It's actually a pretty good movie. It is honestly a pretty good movie.
Honestly, I haven't watched it. I wonder why. Because I'd piss myself.
Hot.
I mean, if you're into that. There's another horror mascot that I had nightmares about at one point, and it was Pennywise. It was like the original one. I remember I was 12.
I just got that on DVD at a garage sale.
Nice.
The original like film, like TV's one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just got that.
I'm sorry. I'm just remembering the time me and Jacob watched the entirety of the original It through YouTube.
We did.
It was in like 12 different
parts.
It
was very hectic.
Well,
but I mean,
have
we
that
made
on
it.
DVD now, so we can rewatch it. Add it to the list.
Awesome. I remember I was 12 and I was watching it at my grandmother's house, and I was hanging out with my best friend at the time. And it was like midday. So, you know, horror movie wasn't a big deal. It was kind of a cheesy movie anyway. And
not super scary.
Right. But now my friend had to leave. And so he left, and now this movie's playing, and I'm in my room all alone. And now that's when it starts to really get to me. That's when it's starting to actually make me kind of freak out a little bit.
It's kind of that idea of like, fuck, if this were a thing, no one could help me.
Right.
Was your grandma not home?
I don't remember, honestly. I don't think she...
She wasn't at least in the
room. Yeah, she wasn't present. She didn't know I was watching it.
Especially if it's like, if she's on the other half of the house.
Right.
Because if yes. he gets in between you and her, you're fucked.
Or better yet, you hear like, he gets her.
Right. I didn't even finish the movie. I turned it off after a little bit because, you know, it freaked the hell out of me.
You didn't get see the alien Pennywise?
No, I didn't. I've watched the movie nowadays, and I absolutely love the It series. I've watched the original, read the whole book, and the new movies.
I remember you read out loud the orgy scene to me.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome for that, by the way.
The original It. Stephen King was like...
Stephen King was a fuck job. Like, Jesus, dude.
He was recently in Monument.
Really?
Well, I think he lives in Boulder, and I don't know. I can't remember if it was Monument or like... down on like InterQuest or something, but one of my friends recently saw him doing an interview, because you can't miss Stephen King.
No,
if you
absolutely.
Know what he looks like, you cannot miss him. And so yeah, they were talking, and so yeah, Stephen King has been around here.
Stephen King's daughter came into my work.
Which one, Fuji or
Fuji? Happened a good bit ago, but I never forgot it.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all the knowledge I have on
Mr. I have a lot of Stephen King books. I can't remember most of them. I've only ever finished It. Like, I couldn't
They're
get
just
myself
so big. Honestly, I can't even read. So
shut up.
Valid. I could never really get into them. I don't know.
It's easier to watch the various movies that he has than to get into the books.
Hold on. Y'all can keep talking, but like,
I know like two of my favorite horror movies, nowadays, is Pet Sematary, and
A Gift.
Nice.
What is the one with The Shining? That's him, right? That's Stephen King, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
I actually got to go see the hotel that was the inspiration for The
Shining. Yeah, it's down in the spring, where is that?
It's in, I believe Garden of the Gods.
Yeah, the Broadmoor, right?
Yep. I got to actually, like, go check out that area. I got to see I got a tour on it, and it's really cool, to be honest. It's a cool hotel. It's a nice hotel.
Yeah, no, it's really nice.
It's a beautiful hotel. Although, fun fact, only the current owner is the only one who's ever turned a profit.
I can't remember. Is that the one where it's the third floor that's haunted, or was it just the one room?
The entirety.
The entirety of it?
The entirety.
I know there... So,
different rooms have different ghosts, but the entirety.
I know... I think I saw an ad for a movie... I think it's coming out now. I have a lot of old DVDs, and they give you, movie ads from that time. So I don't remember if I was like watching YouTube or watching one of those movies, but I did see an ad for one where it's like a dude has a challenge to spend a night in one of the most haunted hotel rooms. And it's like a staged movie and everything, but he like completely freaks the like he like. Yeah. It goes really warm. Like even in the trailer, it even started to freak me out a little bit.
Really?
Like it was so whack. If you watch the whole movie, it's probably pretty cheesy.
Of course.
Like the trailer was on some shit, man. I want to watch the movie.
I remember while I was there, one of the most memorable things was the tour to the cigarette room, or like the smoking room. Because
what's that?
It was a room made to smoke in.
And what was interesting about it?
Well, so the whole story with it was there was a gas leak in the smoking room. Like, big fucking deal, obviously. But the one person who happened to not know was the maid who was just done cleaning up and was going to go smoke. She went in there. She was sitting at the by the window, lit her cigarette, and also lit up the entirety of the fucking room.
I think I heard about that one.
She blew herself from the third story of the building, and her corpse was found later in the garden.
I definitely heard that one.
Yeah. And miraculously, the room put itself out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Her body was found and everything. She was buried, whatever. But now... That room specifically, for some reason, is like, even if it gets dirty, it will always be clean. Like, it always has intervals in like throughout the day where it will just clean itself, apparently.
Wow.
Wish my room would clean itself.
Same.
Maybe not at the expense of my own life, but.
Well, no, it wouldn't be your life. Just hire a maid and accidentally kill her.
Exactly. Blow her up.
Yeah.
Make it look like a gas leak.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Well, it would have to be a gas leak or else then they'd haunt you.
I have napalm. We could do it.
I just say do like accidentally do a gas leak. But like if they smoke in your room, you know.
That's their fault.
Exactly. So then, yeah.
They shouldn't be smoking in your room.
I'm not encouraging smoking in my room. But if you really want to, there's totally not a gas leak in there.
Exactly.
Listen, man, I may not be able to smell, but by God, I can feel gasoline when it enters my nose. Oh, yeah. By the way, Jacob, I lost my sense of smell.
That's really unfortunate.
Isn't it?
Why?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, damn.
It's funny because sometimes at school, or like when we used to work together, as I previously stated, my memory is shit. I don't know if I put deodorant on in the morning. So I'll go up to him and go, "Hey, yo, do I smell bad?" And I always forget he can't smell once again because of my memory. So then every time he's just like, "Bro, I can't smell."
Might as well just start saying no.
Dude, might as well just start saying yes, make him self-conscious. Oof. What the fuck's he going to do? Go home?
I mean, he got a point.
That's the plan. If anyone ever asks me if they smell bad, I'm going to just start saying yes.
Have some psychological torture.
Dude, hell yeah.
Speaking of psychological torture, what's Ooh. That movie you, Sean, and I watched? Was it called Creep?
Oh my god.
You guys watch Creep?
Oh my god, yes.
Dude, Creep is such a good movie.
Can we talk about Creep 2 and how fucking weird it was?
I never finished Creep 3.
Is Creep the 3?
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, it definitely has a 3.
Can we talk about the scene in Creep 2 where they both just fucking strip?
That's the only scene I remember. Same. We didn't finish it.
Same. No, we didn't. Oh my dude.
Well, I guess what we know what we gotta
do. Yes, I actually was going to bring that up. I really want to rewatch them because I thoroughly enjoyed them.
It's a pretty good movie. I have another movie that I've been putting off because it is noted as one of the scariest like mainstream movies.
And that is
Hostel and Hostel Part 2. Apparently it is super fucked up.
I have not seen it.
It's like because I'm a big horror movie fan.
You need to watch Tusk.
I'm okay with that. And I watched one of those like iceberg videos on like horror movies, and like everything as you go down is basically just live leak,
yeah.
But like in a movie, you know? So they don't, in my mind, they don't really count because, you know, they're not really movies. They're just a bunch of videos of people dying, you know?
Oh, really?
Well, it's live leak, basically.
Oh, it's literally it's legit.
Like people will just say, oh, they're documentaries, but it's really just like a 50-minute video of people just dying.
Actually?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's some really fucked up shit. Another one that we got to watch, which I'm pretty sure was fake, but still really fucked up. Honestly, I don't know. Is the Pogskeep tapes. Basically, it's a bunch of tapes of a murderer as he psychologically and physically tortures his victim.
Okay.
They're pretty fucked up. Definitely nightmare fuel. But, like, if you just go on, like, the first two levels, even the worst of those is like Hostel. And really? That's pretty fucked up. So I want to watch that, but I've been just putting it off because, you know.
Don't want to fuck with it.
Thank God Live Leak shut down.
Bro, fuck Live Leak. People showed me videos like that in like school.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen Best Gore got shut down.
I haven't heard of that one personally. Okay.
Bestgore was literally, it was a site for sharing videos of people killing themselves.
That's...
Or getting murdered. There was multiple cartel killers.
It's basically Live Leak.
Yeah.
I know a few days ago I pulled up to the skate park and my friend Landon and Charlie were sitting with a phone and they were like, oh, you know, just kind of like reacted like, oh, what the fuck? And we asked them what they were watching and they were watching the... what's the one where like it's videos like that and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse? It's like super famous. The Gauntlet. They were watching The Gauntlet. Have you heard of The Gauntlet?
No,
I haven't.
Okay,
but I get
so
it
is basically just like a bunch of gore, but it like in the beginning, it's
kind
of
tame.
It's kind of tame, and then it just gets worse and worse. Like a woman gets hit by a train, and like one of them, and that's like midway through. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I don't know why they watched. Like, so the whole thing with The Gauntlet is to see how far you make it.
Yeah, of course.
I don't understand people who can watch that. It's fucked up.
Stuff like that shows up on Instagram still, too, because Instagram's moderation is so poor.
I saw a video of a baby seal just get clubbed in the fucking face. Yeah. And, like, blood just went fucking everywhere.
I remember there was a time where some random people found one of my Discords I was in. And just started sending pictures of the Holocaust murders, like sending actual pictures of people just getting executed and shit. And let it be known, at the time, one of the, you remember Little Ben Boy?
Yeah.
Little Ben Boy was in the chat.
Oh, great. And he is Jewish, by the way.
He's Jewish. And he doesn't really like even jokes about like that. So when he saw that, it was like, I had to like talk to him the next day and I was like, hey, I don't know what the fuck happened. People joined in. And he was like, yeah, I just want you to know I was really contemplating just leaving the Discord if they didn't get banned. And I was like, yeah, I know. That's why I got them the fuck out of there.
Yeah, honestly, some people have way too much free time. They need to reevaluate themselves because they're fucking dumbasses and pieces of shit.
Yeah, I got doxxed for beating a kid in fucking For Honor.
Oof. For Honor?
Yeah.
Bro, people who like do For Honor religiously like that.
Pieces of shit. Don't do it. It's not fun. That's how you hate yourself.
Dude, imagine like just doxxing someone. That's so fucked up. Like, and imagine having that much time and being such a, like, just such a dickhead to do that.
I remember the exact chat. He messaged me, and he was like, fucking, you having fun in Colorado? And I was like, eh, it's okay. And he was like, yeah, well, it's not about to be. And I was like, okay. And that's all it was.
I love to fuck with them. They'll send something, and then I'll be like, no,
you're just wrong, chief.
You're just wrong. Especially the ones who think they're smart and doing it on iPhone.
Yeah.
And they just send you a link, but it literally just gives you like a rough database. And if it's an iPhone, it'll always say the newest model.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, they're always just dumb as shit.
No one fucking knows. And what the fuck are you going to do with my IP? You can't do shit with that.
I have my IP too.
Fucking nerd.
I'm a leak your IP.
Go for it. What the fuck is anyone else going to do it? No one can do shit with your IP. Don't let anyone fucking do anything with your IP. If they have it, so fucking what?
Anybody can get your IP.
Anyone can get your IP out there. No one can do anything with your IP.
Joe has my IP.
I do have his IP, but that's because of a Minecraft server.
Yeah. The most they can do with your IP is know how to log into TeamViewer with you. And even with that, you have to both have a password. And also consent on both sides. It won't fucking work.
I was going to say something, but I forgot. What were we talking about before this?
Horror movies.
Gore.
That too.
That's what it was. There's this dude, Nick, in our school. I forgot his last name.
Is it Holland?
Might be. I don't know. Kind of a dickhead. I don't know.
Possibly Holland.
Yeah. Kind of chill. Kind of a car guy.
Possibly Holland.
Okay. Well, there's a Nick in our school, and one day he showed me one of those videos. And they were just like so bad, they're like still ingrained into my mind.
Yeah.
That for my next class, I literally told my teacher, hey, I'm going to go on a walk. And really? I just walked around the school. Bad. Oh my God, dude. It was. I'm pretty sure some of it was faked. It looked pretty fucking faked.
I remember one time, the one and only time I've had a panic attack at school, I gave it to myself to prove that I could. I don't know why, but I did. It was in Mr. Boehner's science class.
Never had that teacher.
No, dude. Mr. Boehner was awesome in middle school.
No.
Damn it. Okay.
It was 8th grade, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was on a different team.
Fair enough. But yeah, I was in Mr. Boehner's science class. I gave myself a panic attack and I was like, fuck, I can't stop this. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, I need to go. I need to go right now. but other than that, no, I've never had anything.
Jacob still refuses to acknowledge this, but I met him before I like really met him. Because we were both at the library in 7th grade and we made some stupid video about us just like downing a sugar packet. We did we all just downed a sugar packet and like overthrew our reactions.
I would totally believe that. Knowing you and him, I would totally believe that.
And well, we didn't even really like know each other. We were just at the fucking,
just did it together.
We just did it. Yeah. And then I never saw him until I was at your house.
Yeah.
And he was there. And you still say that never happened, but I know it fucking did because you said the channel name was Corrupt Fennec.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's definitely something I would have done for Corrupt Fennec. And I'll believe you, but I honest to God do not remember that happening. I never remember seeing you before Matthew introduced us.
See, that's one of those weird things, though, where I remember super specific things, but then everything else is just blurred haze.
I get you. I have a relatively good memory.
We got like 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Jacob, do you have any stories you'd like to share in the last couple minutes?
To wrap this thing up?
Yeah.
Make it a good one.
Make it funny.
Yeah, do good.
Make it cool. Make it funny. Entertain.
I could if I really wanted to.
Yeah, the fucking want to.
Actually, bitch. I couldn't if I really wanted to.
You can't see that I'm shaking my head in absolute disgust.
How about this? While Jacob's here, we were actually going to be filming like a short series for ourselves.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Honestly. Yeah,
we could do a little tangent about that.
Small. Let's do a little plug.
A little plug. Dusk City on YouTube.
Dusk City YT.
Dusk City and YT on YouTube. Go check it out.
Or don't. It's up to you.
You really should, though.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We've been scripting since...
Since last year, but we have the general outline since 2 years ago.
But
we tried to record it once and it completely killed itself.
We haven't finished the script yet.
It's okay. We have like 1.5 episodes. So. Yeah.
And another thing is like a few of them we can basically just like improv. But the first script that we ever did was just like us outlining what we wanted to do in the episode. We had no lines of dialogue or anything like that. And now we actually have a proper script with like actual, like a good base where we can like go off script. But like, if you want, like, you know,
you can't follow it exactly, finally but we have a
did
choice.
It good. We finally did it good. We made a good script for once.
I'm super proud of it.
I am too.
Me and Jacob did multiple, like almost all-nighters for me at least, where we were up to like 3 just working on it. Kind of.
Yes.
You stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, but now we actually have like proper cameras and stuff too, and like audio and lights. So we're good.
Like relatively professional with it.
Yeah, our first scene is going to be recorded pretty soon, as in like once this wraps up.
Honestly, yeah, we're recording it literally because of this.
So you guys, we'll take you all on the ride for that.
Yeah, well, we'll kind of
after.
Yeah, we'll hope to see you there. And it's been After Hours.
Thank you all so much for watching or listening.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, it's obviously been me, Matthew, and Joe.
Hello.
And our guest, Jacob.
Jacob, thanks for having me.
Might be here next time. Honestly, we don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But until then, y'all have a wonderful night.
Thank you all for listening. Have a great one.